Hi, this is David from Obscure Reference Games, and I've been kidnapped by Legends of Tabletop. Please send help.
Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Alright, you guys approach slowly. You walk up, and what you basically see is gravel parking lot. There's a little turn in off the road. It's not set back super far. There's like a gravel lot with what looks to be probably an old bar. You know, it could have been an old, like, country western honky tonk type bar, but it's ramshackle as shit. You know, some of the windows are busted out. The door's been boarded up. It's clearly not operating.
How does it look like? Like strip mall size? Like it's just like a little like standalone place, single story.
Standalone, single story. You know, like. Yeah, not giant. Probably, I don't know, you know, 50 feet wide. So, like, bigger than a double wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, two double wides, triple, you know, together. Yeah, like a, kind of like a stand, like a Texas Roadhouse size. Standard Texas Roadhouse. Or insert local steak chains.
I suggest that we go around and just look, start peeking in the windows before we do anything.
Do we want to get that close?
Well, we came here, right?
Well, what if it sees us poking around? Like, you got to figure nobody comes out here, right? I mean.
Well, except unless they come here to get slaughtered. I mean, we got to be careful.
Well, I mean, unless you think it's sleeping. Like, I'm not saying that we should turn back right away, but we don't want to tip it off, right?
Well, we can look around on the outside first.
Yeah, right. Let's do a circle of the building.
Okay.
You guys go around the building. You got all together, splitting up, like, to go around, like, around.
Oh, we gotta split up. I mean, come on. The best things happen when you split up.
I absolutely do not split up at all.
Okay.
He is in no such state to be left alone.
Okay. You walk around. I mean, there's no signs of, like, you know, you might see a couple beer cans. Like, people might have come out and, you know, random teenagers might have come and had a beer or two and, you know, done whatever the fuck they do at night in small towns. But definitely doesn't look like it's recent. Pretty overgrown. Go around the back. Jack, you notice, as you're kind of going around, you notice there's not like a clear path, but it looks as if, you know, a trail-ish of some sort, kind of leading kind of into the woods a little bit, through the grass and brush a little bit. It's not like thick brush, but like high enough grass that you could see if it was like walked on because it's treaded down a little bit. And if anyone has like... Well, no one has natural history, right? So... Mm-mm. Natural history? God, you guys gotta like learn things. The fuck do you guys know? God. Okay.
Well, I'm definitely not wanting to go into the woods at the moment.
Well, if you point it out, and you
know, like, I alert you guys to the fact. Hey, look at this. We got some kind of a trail here going in.
Do you think that's probably where it's coming and going? Right. I mean.
Well, something must be. I mean, but it could be an animal. You know, we don't really know.
Yeah, but why would an animal come up to the building? I mean...
Could be a deer or something like that, just looking for food.
I guess it's possible, but, I mean, given the circumstances...
Well, that's why I don't want to go in.
Well, the other thing is, too, we could maybe ambush the thing out here. Like, if we know where it's going, I mean, we can sit here and wait for it.
Do those GoPros, can they be, like, remote controlled or anything, or no? Like, if we made it like a trail cam or something, or no?
Out of character, I don't know. I'm assuming, like, it's got, like, a battery life, so, like, we could probably just put it on the ground and turn it on.
Yeah, could do that.
I'm assuming.
I'm sure it has fucking... It's got to be at least 8 hours of battery, I'd assume, on it. If any less than four, it would be kind of dumb to even have them as a product, I feel like. So I feel like they have to have at least several hours of battery life, I would imagine. I don't know. I don't have a GoPro, but let's say 8 hours.
Okay. Well,
then I suggest we kind of camouflage the thing almost like a trail cam, and we set it up, man, and, you know, see if anything comes through. And maybe we can come back tomorrow morning or whatever and grab it and see.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a plan. Randy, can you does this have like a thing? Like, can you connect on the internet? Like a home security thing? Like, can you access this thing from home?
Yeah, I should be able to do it remotely from home.
Like, does it have like an IP address like in the instructions or something? Like, you can log into it?
Yeah, it should.
To keep it semi-realistic, I think they need a Wi-Fi connection, not like cell data. So you'd have to have Wi-Fi to do it remotely. And there is clearly no Wi-Fi here. There's cell signal, but no Wi-Fi.
Okay, no, that's fine. I don't literally don't know how they work, so.
some trail cams you can log into, but a GoPro, I don't think you'd be able to actually like remotely monitor it.
Stream
a Wi-Fi signal. So unless you want to leave one of your phones as a Wi-Fi hotspot, you could probably do that also.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I think we just come back tomorrow morning and grab it, see if we got anything.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's do that then.
So we're gonna have it pointed at the trail, or are we gonna have it pointed at the building?
I think if we can put it back so that it's kind of where the trail ends, so if anything does come out of the trail, you know, like towards the building, that's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll go off the trail at 2 or 3 feet, whatever seems appropriate, you know, maybe kind of like put it on the ground pointing up, unless we could get it in the nook of a tree or something and like put some leaves around it so that they can't see the red glow of the camera.
Like how far, so you have it, are you having it like, so let's say building is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trail is behind it. Are you putting it like here so that you're seeing like the whole view of it, of something coming out? Or are you having it like up here on the trail so that it's like close to what would be walking on said trail? Like how big of a view are you looking
at? It's close enough so that anything that was the size of a person or something would be clearly visible, because it's kind of right where the trail would end.
Okay.
So like back of the building and then camera kind of facing here, so if it comes out or comes in, you're going to get at least a couple of seconds of it.
Somewhere in the bushes, like, on the side of the building where you'd clearly be able to see that it's a person-sized thing, and coming in or out, you would definitely see.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll do that. Yeah, I mean, because I guess if it comes out in the middle of the night, it's probably not going to be all that helpful, but we'll leave it anyway.
They have, like, an auto night vision. I mean, and they should have some sort of night vision.
I think the GoPros probably do.
Mode? So we'll just say if it's too dark, it switches to that mode.
Can we just set it for that mode? Because we're going to assume it's not going to come out while it's light.
Sure, you can do it. Yeah, you could set it to that, yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to spend preparedness to make sure that it has the night function, or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I'm going to say it probably has that. I mean, you spend it to have it. But yeah, I think it would have, like, almost every freaking video camera these days has that, so... Yeah, I think you're good on that.
Okay, cool.
All right, so you set the camera up. you're doing surveillance. Is there anything else you're doing before you do whatever else you're doing not here?
Well, I guess we, it's whether you want to look in, peek in those windows or not, guys.
I guess we can.
Nothing, I mean, nothing's fucked with us yet, so.
Well, it looks like we've got a little bit of daylight.
Yeah, I'd say that we just very, very sneakily peek through the windows.
All right, go ahead.
So I sneak up real slow and looking around, and I get up close to one of the windows, and I peek in.
Okay. You see what looks... I mean, it wasn't... It definitely wasn't completely cleared out. There's, like, some chairs. You know, there's a... The bar is still there, but there's, like, all that's been cleared out for the most part. There's just some, you know, garbage left strewn about here and there on the floor, a couple tables and chairs that were stacked up, some boxes of stuff. That's the kind of the main room. There are doors, obviously, that go back into what would be like the kitchen-type area and bathrooms. You can't see in there from this particular vantage. If you wanted to, like, go around, you could probably... You might be able to see into some of it, although there are probably not windows to a bathroom, since that's kind of frowned upon these days in standard building design.
It's like, do you see anything?
I really don't see anything. No, nothing strange.
Well, yeah. Shit, maybe it's living in the woods.
Yeah, I have a feeling it probably knows these hot spots where, or it probably finds these spots where, you know, it's out of the way, and then it, you know, finds us, you know, place that's, you know, somewhat near it, and it just waits and bides its time, and, you know, it lures them into this trap where no one can see what the fuck is going on. And you know, I don't think we're, unless we go into those woods, which, you know, I agree with you guys, it's not a good idea. I don't think we're gonna find anything else, unless we, you know, try to go in, which, you know, there might not be anything there, but we might see something we don't want to see either too.
Well, it had a nest at that other place. I mean, maybe there's a basement here.
Or maybe there's a nest in the woods, and I look out, and I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe we shouldn't be here, you know?
Well, we're going to have to get the fuck out of here, like, soon, because it's going to get dark.
Yeah, I say we set our camera up real good, and we just get the hell out of here.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Let's do it.
All right, you guys set the camera up. You go back home. Unless there's anything very specific you want to do, we can cut to you picking the camera back up.
Yeah, and I probably spent a mostly sleepless night with the coloring book.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
All right. You drive back up. I'm guessing you're far enough away. You walk over. The camera. I'll say the camera is dead, but you can take it back to the truck and plug it in. Comes on, start looking through the footage. Sometime in the middle of the night, let's say it's time stamped at, you know, 2 in the morning, you kind of start hearing a little bit of rustling. The microphone's decent, you know, you hear some noise, and then you kind of see a faint figure kind of walking sort of on the path area, and then kind of very clearly, and then I'm going to say, everyone give me a stability check.
God damn it. Nah, I'm not going to spend.
I got 2.
Fuck, I got a 3.
Ooh, I got a 1.
Yikes. Let me double check real quick, just to make sure I'm not way, way off, but I'm pretty sure that's close enough for me to... okay. Everyone loses 3 stability.
Fuck.
As you see, this clearly not human creature come out of the woods. It's looks, you know, like a female figure similar to what you saw before. Scraggly hair, claws instead of like hands, not wearing any clothes. The skin looked kind of pale and almost like kind of wrinkled and kind of hanging, sloughed a little bit on places. And it, you know, the mouth is almost like lipless with like this weird, you know, skeletal teeth grin because of its, you know, the way its mouth looks. And it slowly starts creeping in this weird, you know, kind of like skulking walk and looks, looking around. You notice as it looks, it doesn't have that, you know, night vision eye reflection. You know, the eyes are just dark. It looks like, you know, like there could be something over them, like you saw, like the plates over the eyes. It kind of skulks and, you know, kind of like shimmies into a window. A few minutes later, you hear some rustling. It comes back out and has, you know, what looks like armfuls of like newspapers, and kind of like skulks back and then goes back through into the woods. And then it's quiet the rest of the night.
We gotta post this shit.
Well, first we gotta get the fuck out of here, because that thing could be out in the fucking woods, and we're just sitting in the truck. So let's go.
That sounds good to me. So yeah, we go home. We go back to Randy's place.
Okay.
Oh, so like, what? I mean, we've got proof now, right? Like, do we go to the cops and let them handle this? Or, you know, you were saying something yesterday, Randy, about the going over to the reservation, or the, you know, there was some, like, native myth thing. Like, should we go over there first and see, like, you know, the shamans are a thing, right? Like, that's their thing, right? Like, maybe they know what to do.
I think that sounds like a good idea. We show it to them first. They'll probably believe us more.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we show it to the police, they're just going to wonder how we doctored it up. I mean, we're getting more popularity with, you know, with each thing that we find out here. I mean, obviously with what we found out, you know, and getting our faces on the news and talking with different media outlets, and Jason getting all of the attention, you know, going to jail or whatever. I mean, we've got to be careful here. We can't, you know, if we go to the police, we have to make sure that, I don't know, we have more ducks in a row. I mean, just handing him a GoPro of some creature that we have no fucking clue what this is. I mean, would you believe that?
Well, the guys,
I wouldn't have.
The guys from Mountain Monsters will believe it.
Yeah. Well, look, let's run in. Let's download this video so we have it on your computer, right? So we can't lose it. And then let's head over to the res. Like, you gotta be like super polite and shit, because like they could think we're just being assholes. I don't know, but I think, you know, if there's some kind of connection there, like maybe they know something about the poem. Like, I don't know. We might be able to figure out a couple of things.
I'm in full agreement.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you guys head out. It's a little ways out of town. Kind of where the lands are. It's mostly like a, you know, it's a little community more than anything. There are a couple, you know, there's like a, you know, just a couple, you know, it does have kind of like a gate, not like a gate, like a fence gate, like a, you know, wooden kind of fence, looks all, you know, traditional style, kind of folksy looking. You drive in. You know, there's some standard touristy type stuff as you come in, you know, like the building with like, oh, learn some stuff about the tribe, and, you know, like a place where you can buy, you know, the kitschy shit that they sell, dumb tourists that come in and want to get a fucking Native American beaded bracelet thing that they can sell to a bunch of idiots. And, you know, there's kind of like the little history center about the tribe and stuff like that. And then other than that, you know, it's basically just like houses.
So, you know, guys, we got to think about who we're going to ask to talk to here. Because we're going to sound pretty stupid going in and asking for like the medicine man or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, we don't want somebody working the register. I don't know. Well, let's see what we can. Maybe there's like a guide or somebody who'd be a little bit more appropriate. We kind of have to approach this obliquely. And I would have made them stop on the way out, and we'd picked up a couple of pouches of tobacco, because I had heard somewhere before like that was an appropriate offering or whatever. So as chintzy as that may be, we've got a couple of pouches of tobacco with us.
Yeah, I would just follow your lead, because I don't really know enough about Indian culture, so I would want to step lightly. I wouldn't want to say the wrong thing. So.
Yeah. I agree. And I think when we do broach the topic finally, we just got to be completely honest and be like, look, we just want to talk to somebody that might be able to help, and we just need some help, I think they won't think that we're messing with them at that point.
Right, right. So we'll look for somebody who looks more like a, it's like a park ranger kind of thing, like someone who's, not working retail or whatever, but maybe like a tour guide, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's probably more the, there's like a history center, visitor center type deal where you can go in. There's a, younger looking woman, probably in her 30s, that smiles and says, "Oh, hello, sir. What can I do for you today? You here to visit our tribal center and learn more about the reservation?"
Not exactly. We have a question that maybe more appropriate to one of your elders. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. We have a question about a bit of poetry or like a chant, and we were also interested in how crows relate to your history or your mythology.
She kind of grins a little bit. So you just think you're just going to come... You come in here and you're going to ask me to see what? The medicine man? And about some rain dance?
I put my hands out. I'm like... Joke? No, I'm sorry. I guess...
You get a lot of shit from teenagers coming out and being like, oh, me smoking peace pipe or whatever. But, like... You guys clearly are older than that. What the fuck?
No, I meant no offense. This is there's some weird things that are going on. I'm not exactly sure.
I break in and I say, listen, we're completely desperate here. We need help. And I grab the phone, and I say, listen, you have to watch this, because we caught this. And I show him the video. We hit play.
I put my hand over your phone, and I'm like, can I spend a point of negotiation to kind of like assuage her to be like, hey, like I'm not just some random dick. To be like, you're an Indian. Woo woo.
Sure, if that's the closest thing you've got.
Well, I've got bullshit detector, cop talk, and streetwise. I don't think those ones are
appropriate. Negotiation's not better than any of those. You can spend negotiation. And she kind of listens, and she thinks about it for a second. Says, look, I mean, I can tell you general information about the tribe. I'm the historian now, but... If you really want to talk to my grandfather, you can. He's kind of eccentric, but he's heard all of the stories, all of the legends. I've heard them as well, but if you feel better talking to him, then I'm sure he'd be willing to bend your ear for a while.
We would appreciate it so much, and no offense to you. I'm sure that your knowledge of your tribe and your people is extensive. But I would feel a little bit more comfortable with your grandfather.
Yeah, she doesn't seem super stoked about it, but she's like, follow me. Takes you out, kind of goes down a little bit. It's mostly kind of like farm style, like gravel road versus paved road. Kind of down a few houses. There's a small, you know, bungalow style house. Small, but you know, well kept. She points in there. She walks up, you know, knocks on the door before going in. She says, "Wait here a second." Goes in, comes back, and she's like, "Okay, he's going to talk, but just don't be dicks. Try to be respectful, and don't play into his whole. You know, sometimes he goes off on these things. Just, I don't want him to get all worked up. Okay."
Okay, we appreciate it so much.
Says I'll be back at the visitor center if you need anything.
Okay, so we go in. So I transferred the tobacco from the, you know, like the whatever the paper things they come into, like a Crown Royal bag. Just trying to be like less chintzy, but maybe even being more chintzy because, you know,
yeah.
Indians and alcoholism or whatever. But like he's like, oh, it's more natural, like it's a fabric bag.
What kind of tobacco was this? You just get like cheap fucking like cigarette rolling tobacco bullshit or something? Or
he doesn't know anything about tobacco, so he just, you know, grabbed a couple of pouches of whatever tobacco. Generic whatever.
So I lean into Jack and I say, I'm glad Jason's not around. I think he would have screwed it up for us, I think. Jack would have probably hit on the younger girl and probably ruined it for all of us.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, I can't imagine what offensive shit he would have said to that.
Offended everyone.
Right, so we just walk in, I guess. Is he sitting in his kitchen, I guess?
He's sitting in the living room. You walk in, living room. He's just in a kind of in a recliner. It's an older guy. Looks like he's definitely, you know, seen a few days. And he kind of just looks at you guys, motions. Have a seat.
So,
would you like anything to drink?
No, thank you, sir. Your daughter said that we may talk with you for a little bit.
Yes, I'm happy to talk if anyone's willing to listen.
We find ourselves in an odd situation, and I'm hoping, and I mean no disrespect, that you could maybe explain or have some knowledge that would benefit us. We were interested in two things. One was the mythology of crows in your religion or history, and also if you may have heard this piece of poetry or this rhyme before, and I say the rhyme to him.
Okay.
Which I didn't write down.
Yeah. He thinks about it and he's like, yes, it's very common. The crow is a common figure in our legends. They often would present themselves to warriors and chiefs and shamans, and often were a warning of trouble to come. Seeing the crow stalking you was never something you hoped for, usually symbolizing a decision or fate that turned out very badly for you. It was often the spirit's way of saying bad things were to come. Sometimes as simple as a bad winter or particularly bad storms that season, but other times death or warnings of spirits coming to harm the village. If you believe that sort of thing. I mean, I don't see a lot of spirits coming around, but you know, you see, it's legends, but most of them I think are just stories. But if I saw a crow sitting outside my house all day, I'd think about maybe sleeping in that day.
I nervously chuckle. and then I go ahead.
I mean, there are many stories that I could tell you with crows, but in general, that is the general meaning of that symbolism. If you dream of them or perhaps see a murder of crows or a crow stalking you.
I elbow Aaron and I say, ask him about the poem again.
Okay. There's another thing, and it's funny, but not really. Funny. I had a dream about a crow, and apparently have been having this dream for many years. Along with the crow, there is also a man shrouded in black who has said that there are rules, and there's this little snatch of poetry that I have written down, or this verse. Have you possibly heard it before, or could maybe interpret it in that understanding?
He kind of like clams up a bit, his kind of jaw clenches a little bit. I feel very tired. I think I'm going to have to take... I might have to lay down.
I
stopping by, but I'm an old man. I feel like I need to rest.
Tobacco.
We brought an offering for services, and I kind of like fumble in my pocket, and I pull out the bag, and as I sit it down, I look, and I realize it's a fucking Crown Royal bag, and I'm like, and I open it up, I'm like, it's tobacco. I've heard that this is would be an appropriate a gift for an exchange of knowledge. And I kind of like give him like a half a grin. Can I spend negotiation?
Sure. Yeah. He's like, oh, you heard this? What have you been watching? Dances with Wolves? Some kind of Kevin Costner bullshit?
I look kind of sheepishly.
Oh, I need my fire water and peace pipe. Ha 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 ha. Look, smoking kills, man. I get it.
I kind of like reach back across and I like collect it up and I like stick it back in my pocket. I'm like, I meant no offense. I apologize. I know very little of your culture.
Look, okay, I will talk to you. I'm just saying, maybe next time don't be so racist about it. You could just have brought, I don't know, a bag of Funyuns for all I care. At least not something that I going to kill me that quickly. I mean, or maybe you've just had some good weed. I mean, that's a better for a peace pipe. I mean, tobacco, that's just stupid.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Dumb white kids these days. You know, this... What did you see that on the YouTubes?
No, I don't. I just... It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay, well, it's the thought that counts. Look, it's... This figure is... The tribes typically don't discuss it with outsiders. It's a legend that we maintain through the traditions. His name is Huron. He was the guide spirit of the native peoples that called themselves the Huron. He is a nature spirit, a very powerful old spirit, one of the original spirits that they say created the world. He would often present himself to tribes people or chosen ones in order to warn them to stay on the right path, to stay with the light, as some would be tempted to delve into the darker entities and ask for help from spirits who would rather do more harm than good. And so he was there to warn the tribes and the shaman to stay on the path to the light and to scare those who may be tempted to tempt fate in the darkness.
So why is he shepherding me then?
I don't know. Are you perhaps the ancient spirits can see more than just time today. Time is endless for them. So perhaps he was trying to warn you that it is a dangerous path to look into the dark.
I never did anything. Like, my dad was a dick, and, you know, I try not to be like him, but I never did anything too bad. I mean, everybody does some stuff bad, but I mean, you know.
It's not necessarily doing bad things. It could be that you're too close to the darkness, or that the darkness seeks you, and it is up to you to decide whether you will confront the darkness or turn your back to it.
I lean over and I say, I think we should show this guy the video.
I think so. That may be truer than you know. Would you please look at this video?
He agrees. He takes the phone.
It's something that we found that killed our friend Randy's friend, and is still in the area. It's going to be a shock.
You guys are fucking with me, right?
No, sir. Absolutely not.
Is this one of those internet pranks where I watch this and a head pops up and screams or something?
No, it doesn't scream, but there is a figure that isn't natural.
He kind of looks at you kind of skeptically. He hits play, and then you see him kind of like grimace a bit and then look and stares really hard, and he's like, throws his phone kind of across the room a bit. What the hell was that thing?
We don't know. We were maybe kind of hoping you might know what it is.
I have never seen anything like that in my life. I've heard legends of the Wendigo and various other evil spirits of the forest, but that thing looks like something else entirely. That is not a natural, that is not a spirit, that is something I have never even imagined possible. But if you've seen portents from Huron, perhaps it's because this thing is stalking you.
Well, I mean, we got wrapped up in it. I mean, it went after Randy's friend. Like, we didn't really have anything. I mean, we wound up having something to do with it, but we didn't in the beginning, I don't think. I mean, could this Huron have known that this was going to happen from the time I was a little kid? Like, is that why I don't. But, I mean, why wouldn't he just tell me?
To say that's between you and the spirits, I guess. I'm just telling you what I was told when I was a child. That if I saw any of these spirits, to take it seriously, and I thought it was always something as meant to just scare me into not doing things that my father didn't want me to do. Turns out that maybe there's more to it than I thought. But I want nothing to do with this. I don't want any of this in my house. You will have to leave. I've told you what I know. This is scary shit.
I understand. We appreciate your time. Before we go, would Huron ever offer the advice not to get lost in the wilds? Does that sound like something?
The spirits talk in riddles and rhymes. They're a poetic bunch. Mercurial, like the stream and the river and the currents. So, yes, that's not something that would be unheard of. I believe there are histories there is an archive of many of the legends and translated even, I believe, from the native tongues. But for that, you'd have to go to Washington, D.C. In the Library of Congress, they have quite the archive of Native American history. Perhaps there'd be more information there. Perhaps you'd even find some information translated from the native tongue. But I only know the stories, and they weren't... Obviously, I wasn't told, all of the legends. A lot of that has been lost. But over time, I'm sure there's something collected that someone has written something about it.
Are there any protections that we could take? And any traditional things that you could suggest?
I have this rabbit's foot. It wasn't very lucky for the rabbit. I don't have anything. I could say that. I could give you something and protect. Look, I have this coaster. It's magic. But no, the ritual. I am not a shaman. I know the stories, but that has died out for the most part. The only people that do that still are mostly just trying to get tourists high and then smoke them out in one of those hot tent things and have some spirit journey that's bullshit, just to get them to pay you $200 a night to basically smell like ass.
Okay, we appreciate your time. He didn't make comment on the passage, did he?
Not specifically, no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Again, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll let ourselves out. We'll let your daughter know that your granddaughter, whatever it was, that we're leaving.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I think you're going to need it.
Indeed.
I walk out and I say, that guy's a dick.
He was helpful. Like, he didn't have to be. God, it's a good thing we didn't bring Jason.
We would have gotten nothing.
He's only in there. He's for questioning. I think we can. We'll do a break point here, and I'll say, since it's another day that you guys like Jason's still. So he's in questioning. So he's being questioned, but he hasn't been charged with anything.
All right.
There is like a story released. Basically, they said. It says, Steve was the police say he was found dead, and that basically a drifter had killed like a few missing persons, had ended up matching with remains found, where they found Steve's remains, and that they believe it's a drifter or not necessarily a serial killer, but someone who's probably preying on people opportunistically and maybe, you know, taking their stuff. They in the police report it says they're probably stealing their stuff and ended up killing a couple people because of it. Although you guys know that's not the case because all the stuff was pretty much there. None of the stuff was stolen. Like, all of their wallets and shit were still there with the remains. So the police clearly aren't letting on of anything crazier than just drifter or whatever, druggy, murdered some folks that happened to be out there when they shouldn't have been. And they said there's some people being questioned about, you know, what they saw in the area, but otherwise, that's all you really know from the police. And I think that's a good place to cut.
Yeah, no, that was a fun session.
Yep, got a lot of good RP on that, I think.
Awesome. Yeah, I didn't know, because there wasn't a lot of combat-y stuff or even rolling as much. I was trying to get in some of the potential longer-term mythos as well.
I thought it was cool. This one was like kind of a movie, man, with our whole webcam thing. That was pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked where it went. I think the investigations went really well, and, you know, I think there's a lot of cool opportunities, and I have some other things I'll mix in, but yeah, I have a few things that I'm trying to, like, weave that aren't, they don't all necessarily go linear together as much as layers of things. And I have other layers of things that will go in that we didn't even get close to that I think will be some cool twists. So
yeah, I think there looks like there's a lot of different ways it could go for sure.
Yeah. And I have ways to deal with that. I still have several organizations or entities that I would like to bring in fun. But again, this gives us plenty of room to move because we're still on case one. I have so many other cases that I can throw in here, but I don't want to introduce other cases until you either decide to abandon this one or try to murder something.
Yeah.
You know, one of the two.
No, we gotta kill this bitch. So
that's what I assume. I assume you're not gonna be like, well, I'm scared. Goodbye.
Well, you know, I was thinking afterwards that as crazy as my guy was, he probably would have fucking chased that thing down when it ran away. And I didn't think about it at the time, but I was thinking about it later.
I didn't know if anyone would chase it or, like, you could have versus letting it go. But I think letting it go gave an interesting opportunity to do some more research and then do, like, setting up a trap is a cool idea. So I thought that was a good way of handling that, of like the, okay, now maybe it's on its heels more than previously.
Yeah. And that whole thing with the character was super fucking creepy with the dream, and then the fact that it's been going on for a long time, which probably isn't, or maybe is related to what's going on, I don't know, but like that whole thing was super fucking creepy. I really liked it.
Yeah, that was the, I'm trying to pull in some of the, like, flashbacks is a big thing for Fear Itself that I didn't use much, but I like dreams that are either flashback dreams or dreams that remind you of dreams you had, was I thought was an interesting way to go. And there's actually some very fun ones. These haven't been released, right? Any of these?
Tomorrow starts the first release of the first session. I'm going to wind up breaking that up into three episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because, yeah, there's some hints of things in there based on clues. So I've actually worked some. There's more stuff in there that's like my usual working in other things into games. So
fuck, I'm going to have to pay attention now while I'm editing.
There's a specific reference in there that, of something that I think is amazing and awesome. So, that one, it was just imagery that I was like, oh, this is amazing. I could work that into a game as something. And then you guys gave me an opportunity to do something cool with it as well that was not what I had initially intended. So it gets better from there. So, yeah.
Cool.
There's going to be some even more creepy shit going on that's not just monsters. So
mm-hmm.
I'm excited. This is a good game.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You want to shoot us XP during the week or whatever?
You guys can do a build point.
Okay.
Sweet.
And you'll refresh. Well, I'm going to say not refreshing stability and health unless you take more of a break. So you'll actually be on Steam pools if you're going to go try to do something in the next day after you leave this guy's house. So.
Yeah, I'm assuming we're kind of just kind of picking up where we left off.
Yeah, you're on a short timeline unless you want to just get it. Leave the thing for like another week and a half, so I feel like you're probably gonna have to get back on it. So
we probably should have made it clear, but I was thinking it was probably like Wednesday when we sent
that's what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah. I figured Friday was a couple days, so gave you time to do stuff in between as well. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then if you want to refresh any build pool, any investigation pools, you can, or you can wait, because you can also do that during the session next time as well. So basically between long rests, you can refresh with a short rest one pool, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, we didn't spend a ton.
Yeah, I figure like it's not really going to matter until you have some crazy... I didn't want you to get attacked by hobos randomly like every session. You're not always going to get attacked by something.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys.
Cool. Well,
if you have questions or comments, let me know.
All right. Thanks, Neil. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Cool.
Good night.
Take it easy.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.